When you need to know what's happening, it's time to get in the huddle.
This sham with Steve Keim out there in the desert, I mean, it's like no accountability. Never my fault. It's never his fault. Stuff just happens. Losses just fall from the sky. It's not Cliff's fault. It's not Kyler's fault. It's not my fault. It's not the owner's fault. We just have really bad luck. Just hang in there and keep throwing money at us and we'll figure it out. Shut up.
Listen to In the Huddle, available on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
It is Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. Now, hot take Hickey may be the biggest, let's say, hater of Michigan football that I know. And when it's in terms of Jim Harbaugh on a Michigan sideline, he does not like Jim Harbaugh. But if Jim Harbaugh wanted to leave Michigan and go to his Indianapolis Colts, then all of a sudden the guy that he's bashed for the last 5 years or so, he would be welcoming and he would say, okay, I love Jim Harbaugh. Let me ask you this, Joe, real quickly, Hickey, before I get into the violations and all this just load of crap that the NCAA is trying to do to Jim Harbaugh. You being a Michigan hater, you being a hater of Jim Harbaugh at Michigan, even you would agree that this is pretty pathetic by the NCAA and what they're doing.
You think I'm a hater of Michigan. You, boy, you've seen nothing when it comes to the NCAA. They are, they are the worst organization on this planet.
This makes no sense. So they originally, it comes out in the article that Michigan received a few level two violations. And then they received a level one violation. Now, a level one violation is what could result in a multi-game suspension for Jim Harbaugh. So I go, okay, let's see. Usually whenever the NCAA says a infraction was committed or they're bringing charges upon someone for infractions, you kind of roll your eyes and go, yeah, I don't see what the big deal is. So the level two violations, reportedly according to CBS, include accusations that Michigan held practices with too many coaches on the field, contacted two prospects during the extended COVID-19 dead period, and observed practice via an unauthorized video feed. Roll your eyes, who cares? So then I'm reading that the level one violation, which is the most serious accusation, is because Harbaugh misled the NCAA when it approached him with the allegations. So it's really like he's not getting popped for the actual allegations and the actual infractions. What the NCAA is crying about and just, this isn't right, is because when they went to Harbaugh, they think he either lied to them or misled them. So they're not really even that upset about the level two infractions. They're just upset that he wasn't forthcoming to whatever degree that they wanted him to be about the infractions when they first did talk to him. So we're going to potentially punish this guy for what? Lying? Or telling a white lie? Or misleading the NCAA? Like, what, Hickey, what are we doing here? It would be something if the infractions were, oh my goodness gracious, I can't believe what happened. Oh yeah, throw the book at him. Get him out of the sport. But the actual infractions are nonsense. It's a bunch of baloney. So the NCAA is going to sit here and say, oh, it's not right that Jim, he misled us. He lied to us. So this is why we have to go after him and potentially suspend him for multiple games. You know what I hope Jim Harbaugh does? I hope Jim Harbaugh tells the NCAA to go pound sand, bleep off, and then he goes right back to the NFL. And I want it to stay at Michigan. But this is so ridiculous what the NCAA is trying to do to Jim Harbaugh. He should give them the middle finger and then say, sorry, Michigan, the NCAA is annoying me, so I'm not going to have to deal with these losers anymore, and I'm going to go right back to the NFL, get $15 million a year, and not have to deal about if I could buy a kid a burger or not. Give me a break.
This is the same organization, not that long ago, like
frauds!
A few years ago.
Losers!
That you could provide bagels to your team. But if the bagels included butter, oh, hold on, violation. And I am not kidding about that. They are so delusional.
Don't get locked!
So stupid that it's like they truly care about the pettiest.
Hold off on the eggs!
Pettiest, exactly right. That better not be a sausage, egg, and cheese. I swear, boom, we're going to take you down and suspend you for a year. They care more about these stupid, petty infractions than actual real crimes. It's it's beyond infuriating. I hate the NCAA, and this is just the latest example of just how you, like, you truly cannot take them seriously when you hear these violations, and Jim Harbaugh could be facing a quote-unquote multi-game suspension for watching a video feed and maybe buying a guy a burger. Like, that's really what we're talking about here.
And this is not just coming from me. The man that you just heard, Hot Take Hickey, hates Michigan, hates Jim Harbaugh at Michigan, and even he is defending the Wolverines and Jim Harbaugh. You know what, Hickey? I'm giving you a standing ovation. Because usually you are just whatever is in for the good of Penn State, and you spread this Penn State propaganda all over CBS Sports Radio. This technically would be good for Penn State if you have Jim Harbaugh out for a few games, and you said, I'm going to do what is right. Now, if it's only like a three-game suspension and they're playing
cupcake
for the first three games, like, of the year,
you know,
in South Harmon
Central
Institute of Technology.
Connecticut State
yeah,
University.
Yeah, it's not the biggest of deals, but hey, that's where we are. Good job, Eddie. I'm proud of you. Just take the compliment. Say thank you, sir. May I have another?
The real middle finger is if he stays and fights it, because you know what's going to happen. Nothing's going to happen. If you actually push back on the NCAA, we have seen that all of a sudden we get like a $5,000 fine and like a little warning. There you go, Jim. Don't
I actually
do it again.
Changed my mind. I want him to stay. And I want him to stay. And I want him on his khaki pants to write, F the NCAA. That's what I want him to do. That would be the ultimate middle finger to the NCAA. Oh, but he misled us. Oh, Jim Harbaugh, he lied to us. Give me a break. Give me a break. Come on. These weak, lame infractions. What a joke. But that's the definition of the NCAA. They're pathetic. They are pathetic, the NCAA. And Jim Harbaugh is a good man that has done many great things for Michigan. And now they're going to try to kick him out of the sport and basically make him want to go back to the NFL.
Well, that's a joke on the NCAA. I think Jim Harbaugh is great for college football.
It's fantastic.
And I don't think that these allegations are going to make him want to stay any more than he already kind of did not want to stay in the first place.
So now with the timing of this statement that came out yesterday, because both of us kind of rolled our eyes at the statement where he says he expects to stay, and then right after we get that statement, it was, what, 2 hours later, if that? It's, oh, there's going to be these possible infractions coming down and maybe a potential suspension by the NCAA down the road. Do you think... What do you think of the statement now yesterday in regards to the news that we eventually got after that?
I think it's the latest evidence of why he's desperate to get out. Why, if he has it his way, he is not back next year.
I kind of take it now after knowing what we know about these just lame, ridiculous, pathetic acts that the NCAA is trying to pursue against one Jim Harbaugh. Is he saying, I really do plan on staying at Michigan, but if the NCAA tries to mess with me, then I'm not putting up with that. So let's see what the infractions are. Let's see how they're going to proceed. And let me further gather information on that. And if I think that I'm going to get a multi-game suspension, even though, right, it would probably be against three soft teams anyway, if they suspend them like three games, the first three games of the season, whoever Michigan plays, I just don't even want to deal with that. I'll just be so disgusted with the NCAA that then I'll leave. That's how I kind of interpret the statement yesterday, Hickey, now, after getting what we now know is this just ridiculous enforcement process by the clown show that is the NCAA.
Yeah, it's a lot of red tape. I think it's a lot of hand-wringing that, again, whether this actually results in a suspension, which if he stays, I would be floored if he actually is suspended for even a quarter of a game. But, like, I think it's more just the overall picture of the NCAA always just kind of looking around for the stupidest things possible, and it's just another reason why, you know what, if you go to the NFL, you don't have to deal with any of this BS, which is exactly what it is.
It's so foolish. It really is.
What's the strangest thing you're afraid of?
Tails without fur on them, such as rats or possums.
I'm Larry Mullins, host of the podcast Your Weirdest Fears, where we dig into the crazy things you're afraid of. Everything from animal-people hybrids, you know, people who get surgeries to look like an animal, to giant statues.
If I ever saw one of those giant statues, I probably would poop my pants.
Listen and subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast from.
When you need to know what's happening, it's
It's time to get in the huddle.
You're fraudulent. You're not in the business of winning football games. You're in the business of trying to prove your own asinine decisions correct. We can talk about the Irsay thing. Do I think the Saturday thing is the biggest joke in the history of the NFL? I do. But at least he was willing to say, this ain't working for me. I don't care that I just gave him extensions.
Listen to In the Huddle, available on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today.